was an event واحد كان in the last lecture we spoke about some traits of our present time. And this lecture we speak about ourselves, how our daily life is influenced by the present year. هنتكلم على ازاي كل الفلسفات وكل الايديولوجي الجديدة ابتدى يأثر على حياتنا وايه متغيرات الحياة في القرن
الواحد
والعشرين. It is the fact that the world has changed dramatically around us. يعني ربما في آخر 10 سنين التغير اللي حصل in the last 10 years it didn't happen مثلا over 100 years before. والworld now is changing so fast. Life is more complex, more stressful, more demanding. وأمراض العصر بقى الستريس والدبريشن والهاي بلاد بريشر كل ده جاي مع العصر بتاعنا. Another change حصل in our world we will see how it impacted our life. إن احنا we have transitioned from industrial age عصر بتاع الصناعة into information knowledge worker age with all its profound consequences. عدى أشد إحصائيات إن مثلا كتير من الجوب ماركت دلوقتي الوظائف الموجودة did not exist مثلا 10 years ago. كتير من الأشغال اللي الولاد بيشتغلوا فيها النهاردة these jobs did not exist when they were born. لأن طبعا التحول من عصر الصناعة لعصر المعلومات ده it was يعني a drastic change. وطبعا حاضر معانا حصل ايه؟ إن we face now challenges and problems in our personal life, our families, our service unimagined 10 years or 20 years ago. These challenges اللي بتقابلنا not only of new order of magnitude ولكن different in kind. يعني مش بس الماجنيتيود بتاعها huge ولكن الكايند بتاعها is different. في المحاضرة بتاعت النهاردة بنعمة ربنا عايز أكلمكم على بعض الحاجات اللي اتغيرت في حياتنا and some of the common new challenges we face in our life ونشوف what the Bible teaches about these challenges. أول حاجة اتغيرت في حياتنا عارفين إيه؟ أول حاجة اتغيرت في حياتنا the abundance of sin كثرة الخطية. لما نتكلم عن إيه the abundance of sin كثرة الخطية I'm not speaking about sin in the world because sin existed in the world since Adam and Eve. لكن أنا بتكلم على sin among the servants, sin among the believers, sin among the church doers. وإيه علاقة ليه العصر بتاعنا خلى الخطية تزداد؟ Sin become more available and more desirable. الخطية بقت سهلة وبقت مرغوبة أكثر وأكثر. ساعد علينا إيه؟ طبعا كذا فاكتور. ساعد عليها كل الكونتمبرري ايديولوجي والفلوسفة. يعني كل الفلوسفة اللي احنا شرحناها النهارده الصبحية التارجت بتاعها to normalize sin. يعني to normalize sin to make it normal يخلوها كده ان ما تبقاش اسمها خطيه تبقى حاجه normal it's part of our knowledge. هل كل الفلسفات دي actually desensitized us to sin? That's tolerance. To tolerate sin معناها to be desensitized to sin. وحتى في بعض الترجمات الجديدة في الكتاب المقدس يستخدموا language سهلة. يقول لك علشان we shouldn't provoke the people, we shouldn't offend the people. فكلمات اللي هي الكوندمنيشن الصعبة دي does not exist even in some new translations and new versions. فدي كلها it is toward desensitization toward sin. الحاجة الثانية ال communication with technology. مثلا الخطية اللي تظهر في الغرب أو الموضة اللي تظهر في الغرب يعني مثلا 20 years ago it takes some time until مثلا go to Egypt. لكن now مع globalization والcommunication any new ideology appears here in less than a second. You know, we can reach مثلا في Egypt or the Middle East or Australia or in any other world place in the world. But برضو الكوميونيكيشن مع السيلفون والكمبيوتر فدي سهلت برضو الاتصالات مع بعض وابتدى بقى تطلع انواع من الخطيه جديده ما كانتش موجوده يعني مثلا ناس كده يتكلموا بالخطيه اوفر ذا فون يسموه مثلا فون 6 ولا مش عارف على الانترنت يسموه مش عارف سايبر حاجات كده تلاقيها ابتدت انواع كتيرة من الخطية ابتدت تخش مع communication و technology. These things did not exist. البرونوغرافي مثلا كله. البرونوغرافي بقي more available, more easy. علشان يعني اي حد you can access. كان مثلا 20 or 30 years ago لما يجيب مثلا فيلم في مصر اللي فيه مش عارف بيحصل ايه يقولوا للكبار فقط ومش عارف وكان بيبقى شغلان عليه النهارده كل الكورنوجرافي افيلابل والعيال الصغيره ممكن تو بي اكسبوزد تو ذيس ثينكس دلوقتي خلينا نتكلم على الميديا وازاي الميديا النهارده مينلي ادفرتايزنج تلاقي اي اعلان على اكل advertisement for food, for anything. تلاقيه it's advertised to you in a sinful way. فحصل بقى ان السن بقت more available and more interesting. وده actually التكنيك اللي استخدمه الشيطان مع ادم وحواء. He made the fruit of the knowledge of evil and good more desirable to Adam and to Eve. يقول لك بهجة للعيون وشهية للنظر. So at the same time Satan is making sin now available and desirable through the technology, through the philosophies and through the media. طب ايه اللي حصل مع الابندنس اوف سين؟ اللي حصل مع الابندنس اوف سين في ثلاث حاجات بيجوا as consequences of sin. ان اول حاجة سمعت الصوت فايه فخشيت فبيجي first consequence of sin اللي هو الفير والانسكيورتي عشان كده عندنا ناس كتيرة زي don't feel secure زي don't feel peaceful in their hearts with the abundance of sin the peace is gone and we have more fearful people ناس يخافوا من الموت ناس يخافوا من المرض مفيش بولس الرسول بيقول اشتهر من طرف واقف مع المسيح نو راح بيسمع مع عيان ولا مش عارف موت ولا وات ايفر الناس بيبقوا جت فيري فيري سكيرد وبرضه another consequence of sin الجلد الجلد الناس حاسه بالذنب وعلشان كده تلاقوا many people go and seek counseling and they don't know why they feel guilty They don't know any guilt then is a natural consequence of sin. And the only way
to get rid of this guilt feeling is through repentance and through confession. لكن هما بيجو فور كونسلينج تو اكسبت ذير سينز.
انا فاكر مره واحد كان في لما كنت بدرس في الجامعه فجاني واحد he was again homosexual and wants to feel good about himself. He wants me to help him how to feel good about being homosexual.
يعني شوف النهاردة يعني هو حاسس بالذنب وحاسس إن there is something wrong. But instead of going through repentance and confession, how to get rid of the sin in order to feel good, no. They seek counseling in order to feel good about their sins.
والثالث consequence of sin اللي هو الشين.
خجل.
وبرضه زي ما ابتدى ادم وحواء يستخبوا من امام ربنا وبرضه دي اتس ناتشرال كونسيكونس اوف سين ولكن برضه انفورشنتلي ناو السوسايتي از ترايك تو سيستنس اس فروم الشين يعني يمكن في بلادنا في الميدل ايست او يعني من 10-20 سنه فاتوا كانت الخطيه مستحيه انما هنا الخطيه ما عندهاش حياه. مثلا لو واحد كان بيعمل خطيه كان يبقى مكسوف وبيتداري ويعني he does not expose himself. Now الخطيه demanding its right and الخطيه sin is seeking canonization. To be believer. اللي حصل ايه بقى زي ما ربنا قال لنا؟ ربنا قال ان in the end of the days دي متى 24 اللي هو اللي بيتكلم على نهايه العالم. ربنا قال then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. False prophets دي برضه كان بي ابلايد على false philosophies and ideology. خلي بالك الآية الجاية دي and because lawlessness will abound the love of many will grow cold. بسبب كثرة الإثم تبرد محبة الكثير. فاهم ده اللي حصل. And with the abundance of sin, with the abundance of lawlessness, the love of God now is grown cold. And the result is the church, unfortunately, طبعاً, is full of non-repentant servants and believers with no love or with cold love. With no love to Christ or with cold love. لأن الناس عايزة يمسكوا العالم وربنا. I don't go to church, but I don't want to repent. I don't want to compromise my sin. I don't want to compromise my beloved sin. Then sin now is desirable, it's beloved, it's dear to me. I don't want to compromise it. At the same time, I want to serve the church. ابتدينا بقى نشوف حاجات ما كانتش بتحصل قبل كده. شوف مثلا ممكن يكون ولد ماشي مع بنت في علاقه خاطئه ولا تقدر وعايز يخدم في الكنيسه وعايز يبقى خادم وعايز يبقى شماس. ازاي بيحصل دي مع دي؟ ازاي؟ يعني how walking in darkness and at the same time I want to walk in the light. ما فيش شركة بين النور والظلمة. لكن ده اللي حاصل ان الكنيسة بتتملي بناس عايزين يعيشوا في العالم بالخطية. ويعني من الحاجات المحزنة مثلا الاقي مثلا سام يوث ساتردي نايت زي جو تو نايت كلاب and Sunday morning they want to serve deacons in the church. It's very confusing. How you want to do this and to do that at the same time? You cannot. You cannot reconcile word with God. But now sin is acceptable. Sin is normal. Sin is not sin anymore. Sin is not sinful anymore. So I can go to my club on Saturday night, Sunday morning I go to church and take communion and sit in the altar. It doesn't work this way.
عشان كده
ربنا عاتبنا شدة on this attitude in Jeremiah chapter 7
from verse 2 to 16.
يقول ايه؟ يقول ربنا قال لجيرمايا go and stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say hear the word of the Lord all you of Judah who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. قال له روح افتح الكنيسة فرقش بتاع الكنيسة وقول الكلام ده للناس اللي داخلين عشان يعبدوا. Thus says the Lord of hosts the God of Israel amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place or walk after other gods, your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name? قبل ما تروح تسرقوا وتزنوا وتكذبوا وتحلفوا صور وبعد كده تيجوا وتقفوا قصادي في الهيكل ده اللي دعي الاسم عليه and say you are delivered to do all these abominations. Had this house which is called by my name become a den of thieves in your eyes. هو ده بيبقى مدار النصوص، النصوص دي اللي بيجمعوا فيه دعي الاسم عليه. Behold, I have seen it, says the Lord. But go now to my place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord, and I spoke to you rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear, and I called you, but you did not answer, therefore I will do to the house which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to this place which I gave to you and your fathers, as I have done in Shiloh. فعلا ربنا قال لهم عزيزي بيتوكم بيتر الخراب. وبعدين and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, the whole spirit of Ephraim. بعدين يقول آية بقى صعبة قوي، آية 16، يقول له أرميا يقول له إيه؟ يقول له therefore, do not pray for these people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear. أنا ما تصليش ما تشفعناش. أنا مش هسمع لك لأن هما شعب غير تائب. فأول حاجة كل التغير اللي حصل في السوسايتي بتاعتنا أثر علينا إن هو خلانا to be desensitized to sin. وعلشان كده قرينا مع بعض شوية consequences على ان احنا to accept sin and to live in the abundance of sin and in the same time we want to serve the Lord and worship. تاني حاجة distractions. طبعا مع ال fast change of our world we are so distracted. So distracted with many things. Life in our cell phone society is increasingly complex, demanding, stressful, absolutely exhausting. أول ما طلعوا السيلولار فون فأنا قلت دي حاجة كويسة يبقى الواحد معاه تليفون كده صغير في جيبه أي حتة يتنقل بيها الناس تقدر توصل له. بعدها بشوية قليلة قلت دي مش حاجة كويسة إن الناس تعرف توصل له في أي مكان. Yes, it became so distracting that تلاقي مثلا تبقى واقف في الكنيسه بتصلي من غير سيلولار فون، قاعد بتصلي جوه الكنيسه. دلوقتي تقف بتصلي سيلولار فون يا ريت في جيبك، واخد بالك؟ ممكن تحطه بقى على فايبريت عشان ربنا ما يزعلش، بس مفيش معنى انك تروح مطلعه وخارج وترد عليه ترجع تاني. ايه اللي بيحصل؟ سو ديستراكت، سو ديستراكت. All our effort to manage our time, to do more, to be more, to achieve greater efficiency through the wonders of modern technology, اللي تخلينا نعمل ايه؟ اللي بنسميها thick of thin things. يعني ايه؟ يعني بنعمل حاجات كتيرة 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 بس thickness، بس كلها حاجات ايه؟ very thin. دي بيسموها in other words spread thin. لا، راح نعمل حاجات كتيرة كتيرة بس مفيش الدقة. ودي حاجه وصلت للخدمه. راح نعمل حاجات كتيره 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 برضو وده والدق. وده بيخلينا بقى subordinating spirituality service even our health, our family, our integrity and many of things that matter the most we subordinate في ايه؟ في our busy life. يعني ربما ما ناخدش بالنا اصلا من صحته because he's busy. ما ناخدش بالنا من اسرته الحقيقة بقى إن this attitude will never give you balance and peace of mind. Will never give you balance and peace of mind. لأن ال balance وال peace of mind will come to a person who has a clear sense of priorities. إيه ال priorities بتاعت my life؟ والإنسان اللي يفوكس to live a life with integrity toward his priorities. لكن طبعا السايد كاركتر علينا how to spread him. ربنا حذرنا من حكاية الـ distraction دي ومن حكاية الـ business of life. في كذا تحذير في كتاب المقدس. أول تحذير from just being busy and distracted نقراه في قصة مارثا and Mary. I'm sure all of you know this story. And طبعا Martha to be a servant, this is wonderful. We cannot condemn service. لكن why God rebuked Martha? Because she was serving? Absolutely not. But because she didn't have her priorities right. As St. John Chrysostom said it very clearly. And the Lord rebuked Martha because she served in the wrong time. She served in the wrong time. This time is time of discipleship at the feet of the Lord. This time is to sit at the feet of the Lord and to listen to his teaching, not to prepare food even for the Lord. But she was distracted. كتاب يقول لك كده انها كانت مرتبكه بخدمه كثيره. ده العصر بتاعنا مرتبكه بخدمه كثيره. ربنا قال لها مارثا مارثا أنت تهتمين وتضطربين لأجل أمور كثيرة ولكن الحاجة لا. أحيانا في كنيسة لغاية النهاردة تلاقي مثلا وقت القداس ناس قاعدين في المطبخ بيجهزوا للأغاب اللي بعد القداس، وقت الجمعة الكبيرة ناس بيقلوا الطعمية علشان ياكلوا بعد الجمعة الكبيرة. It doesn't sound right. هي كنيسنا بقت مطاعم ولا كنائس للصلاة؟ بيت العبادة، بيت الصلاة يدعى. So am I distracted with all these activities, even what we call service? It's not accepted. في ال parable ده أقرأ معاكم، أقرأ جزء منه في لوك 14 from 16 224. ده اللي بنسميه the parable of the great supper.
انا عايزك تقول لي ايه الخطيه بتاعت الناس دي؟
What was their sin؟ يقول لك ايه؟ A certain man gave a great supper and invited many. And sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, Come, for all things are now ready. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. عايز اقول لك ان their excuses were true excuses, were not false excuses, were true excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor, the maimed, and the lame, and the blind. But then, verse 24, you'll read, For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper.
Why? Now, because they were busy. And they were busy for true excuses. They didn't make up excuses. Why the Lord was angry? And why he decided not to allow any of them to taste his supper? Because they allowed their busy life to distract them from the Lord. They allowed their busy life to distract them from the Lord. احنا احيانا احنا بنيجي اعترف نحس كده ان لو قال ابونا ربنا عارف ابونا ضغط الدنيا والظروف بتاعتنا الواحد حتى مش لاقي وقت ليصلي ده يعني ربما it sounds a good excuse will they comfort my conscience so I accept it. God knows that I am busy. But you know, in this parable, ربنا قال they shall not taste my supper. You need to have a balanced life. You need to set your priorities right. You need not to allow this fast changing life that we are living right now to distract you from the Lord. برضو ربنا كلمنا على آخر الأيام وقال لنا حاجة برضو عجيبة قوي من الآية كلنا بنقراها بس ما ناخدش بالنا منها. In Luke 17 verse 26 to 29 الآية دي مهمة جدا. ربنا يقول إيه؟
يقول And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. قال زي ما كان في أيام نوح هيكون في أيام الإنسان. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage. Until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. But is it wrong to eat and drink and to marry? No, it's not wrong. But ليه ربنا بيقول ان زي ما كنت في ايام نوح هيكون في ايام ابن الانسان ياكلوا ويشربوا ويزودون ويتزودون. Is it wrong? No, it's not wrong. But if these things distracted me from God, from my salvation, from entering the ark, from being saved, then yes, it's wrong. So هنا ربنا بيتكلم عن distractions. We can maybe all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. Activities, all of us, we do. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. For a better word, like, after the ayam bardo, you will be distracted.
You will be too busy to think about your salvation. فربنا بيحذرنا from being so distracted and not to consider your salvation. في الـ parable of the sower عارفين الـ 4 types of land. ربنا اتكلم هنا على the seed that fell among the thorns اللي وقعت على الشوك. وقال بقى كلام لطيف قال مين البذور اللي وقعت على الشوك؟ قال but the ones that fell among thorns are those who when they have heard go out and are choked. Who will be choked here? مين؟ السيدز ولا الناس؟ مين اللي بيخترق هنا؟ ها؟ الناس. In this verse يعني مش بس السيد اللي بتختنق، ده الانسان نفسه بيتخنق. قال لك ايه؟ Those who when they have heard go out and are choked. Choked with the ثلاث حاجات زي ما هنتكلم عنها. Distractions. فهنا بنتكلم عن distractions. Cares. Cares. القلق. الهم. هموم الحياة. Riches. الغنى. And pleasures of life. طبعا فعلا لطيف بص احنا حياتنا مليانه بثلاث حاجات دول، الامين على الحياه، غنى الحياه، لذه الحياه. هموم، غنى، لذه. And bring no fruit to maturity. ده فلوق. في متى يقول ان the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches بيعمل ايه؟ choke the world. انا عايز اقول لك distractions choke both the word and the man. Distractions choke both the word كلمة ربنا and the man. عشان كده تقرا الانجيل وتيجي تسمع عظات ما تجيبش نتيجه. ليه؟ لان انا distracted. فكر انك مجرد ما سمعت العظه ولا سمعت الانجيل ولا قريت كتاب مقدس خلاص you will be fruitful. No. If you are so distracted with the cares, with the deceitfulness of riches, with the pleasures of the life, the world will be choked, and you yourself will be choked. أديك بقى أمثلة على حكاية cares with riches with pleasures. Cares, the worries. إحنا كلنا عندنا worry, عندنا fear and insecurity. تلاقي مثلا many people today are gripped with a sense of fear. They fear for the future. They feel vulnerable in the workplace. They are afraid of losing their jobs and their ability to provide for their families. قلق هموم الحياة. وطبعا مع الكومبيتيشن الرهيبة اللي موجودة في عصرنا ده, if you are not very competitive, you cannot keep your job. So the worry بيزيد. والوري والمشروب راس. حكاية البليجرز مرتين قال ايه الاكستراكشن؟ الوريز فير انسكيورتي دي از ا فروت اوف ذا كيرز اوف ذا وورد. بتبقى قلقان. طب والبليجرز والريتشز؟ بيبول وونت ثينكس اند وونت ذيم ناو. اي وونت ماني. اي وونت ا نايس بيج هاوس. ا نايس كار. The biggest and best entertainment center. I want it all and I deserve it. That's the mentality. So, this is the riches. عشان كده will pleasures. عشان كده الواحد is so distracted. Where is that I want my salvation? Does not exist. We are distracted in this society. وطبعا من الحاجات اللي هي it adds to our worries and it adds to the riches and pleasures. The credit card society. ليه بقى؟ The credit card makes it easy to get it now and pay it later. So it satisfies your search for the riches and the pleasures of the world. لكن it will add to your worries, عارف ليه؟ لأن economic reality هتقول لك ان انت our purchases cannot outstrip our going on ability to produce. تلاقي مثلا فجأة كده عليك على الكريدت كارد $10,000 وانت علشان تسددهم هتسددهم ازاي؟ ف your work even if you work harder and more and your productivity will not pay off your credit card. فايه اللي بيحصل؟ ان your worries also will increase. فأنا شوف ال worries increased will riches will pleasures increase. These are the thorns that choke yourself and also choke the word of God in you. And if we some people believe otherwise, يقول لك لا 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 بس الشغل كم هدفع اخلص كل الكريدت كارد بتوعي. لكن تلاقي نفسك عمال تدفع في الكريدت كارد الانترست 18% ولا 19%, فتلاقي the demands of interest unforgiving, even working hard is not enough. برضه من الحاجات اللي بتعمل الديستراكشن ودي لها علاقه بالكيرز والوريز, زي ما بقول لك ان احنا وارينا فيري كومبيتيتيف سوسايتي. And in order to prove yourself, you have to be very, very competitive. طبعا علشان to be competitive, it requires more effort on your part. It's not enough to be educated, but you need to re-educate yourself every day. شيء حاجة اسمها continuing education. لازم to keep yourself educated up to date. لان انت ممكن في خلال يوم او خلال كم تلاقي التكنولوجيز اللي بيخترعوها وبيضيفوها في يوم, لو انت you are not up to date you will be fired. So with the dizzying rate of change in technology and increased competition driven by the globalization of markets and technology, we must not only be educated, we must constantly re-educate and reinvent ourselves. ولازم we have to develop our minds and continually sharpen our invest in the development of our competency in order to avoid becoming obsolete. وكل ده بيقعد للpressure والstress علينا. وبعد كده ال work بتاعك or your boss demand ايه؟ هو he wants the best productivity today. فهو عايز يستهلكك ما يهموش على بكره. واحيانا احنا we fall in this trap. The need to produce today is today's reality and represent the demands of the cat. But خلي بالك, and in order to be successful you need to sustain this ability to produce. لكن لو انت عصرت نفسك and you exhausted yourself today and tomorrow you cannot produce, there is no productivity, how much you will fire? فهو استهلكك, امتصك النهاردة, خد كل اللي فيه وبعد كده بكرة استغنى عنه. فدي برضو من الحاجات اللي هي بتزود على الـ our worries and the cares of the world. مش كده, you need to stop and you should ask yourself this important question. Are you making the necessary investment that will sustain and increase that success 1, 5, and 10 years from now? ولا لا؟ يعني are you occupied by the success today? ولا how to maintain this success 1, 5, 10 years from now? You cannot maintain this success without a balanced life. You cannot maintain this success when you give in to the business of life. You have to keep a balance of life and integrity in your life. لو سيد المسيح عمل كده, يعني انا مره كنت قاعد مع الاباء الكهنه والخدام, and all of them they start to complain how they are very busy with the service, they don't have time even to pray, they are, you know, with demands of the خدمة, demands of the people. فأي found إن إحنا we can be distracted even within ourselves. It's not a holy distraction, it's distraction, but yeah. And even if I'm distracted because I'm serving God, this is not holy. It is sin. مش كده طلعت كده كان آية الكتاب المقدس بيبين سيد المسيح how he did not give in to the pressures and the demands and the stress of the society. بصوت الآية دي أول آية في مارك يقول إيه؟ And he said to them, ربنا قال للديسايبلز, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. ربنا بيقول للتلاميذ تعالوا ارتاحوا شوية لمكان خالي. وبعدين يقول لهم إيه؟ For there were many coming and going and they did not even have time to eat. ربنا قال لهم في حاجة غلط هنا. ناس كتيرة جاية عليك ورايحة وجاية مش هينفع الكلام ده. أنتوا ما أكلتوش. تعالوا اقعدوا في مكان خلوة وارتاحوا شوية عشان تاكل. ده ربنا بيعلم على الصيام. يقول لهم تعالوا عشان تاكل. ليه؟ You need to take care of your body. It is, the stewardship. It is gift from the Lord. And when you take care of your body, you will be able to be successful and give more for the service for the next 10 years. But if you burn it out yourself today, then you cannot serve in the future. ربنا لك يعلمهم درس in the balance of life. You know, stop. You need to take care of yourself in order to take care of your ministry. هنا ربنا not allow them to be distracted. Another beautiful verse in Mark chapter 1 from verse 35 to 38. يقول لك, now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, since it's صحيح بدري جدا, he went out and departed to a solitary place and then he prayed. He did not allow the distractions and the pressures and the stress to separate him from his father. He found time to pray. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, everyone is looking for you. That's a demand, a pressure. كل واحد يا رب يدور عليك، كل واحد يدور عليك. لما ربنا جه بقى من اجل الخراب، هل هو هيجيلد تو ذا بريشر ولا تو بي ان كنترول اوف هيز لايف، تو بي ان كنترول اوف هيز سكادول؟ Sometimes we are not in control of our schedules. نخلي circumstances control our schedule. That's one of the main characteristics of this time. And the circumstances control my schedule. But the person who has a balanced life, he controls his schedule. But then I don't, no, I'm not going to yield to this pressure. But he said to them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this personal purpose I have come forth. But he did not yield to the pressure. He knows what is his schedule. He has to go to other towns. He did not yield to the demands of the people. Another verse in Mark chapter 1, verse 45. Really, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside the deserted place, and they came to him from every direction. لما لقى demands عليه جامدة, he did not enter the city openly. What? يعني رحمه قال لك, that he is a shepherd. How he hide himself? Because he wants to keep a balanced life with no distractions. Another verse in Luke 4, from 42 to 43, يقول, now when it was day, he departed and went into a deserted place. And the crowd sought him and came to him and tried to keep him from leaving them. That's the guilt message. يعني احنا احيانا نسنت guilt message علشان تكيب حسنا لوحدنا معقولة ولا تمزدنا guilt message. So they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent. What احيانا said Masih was very clear, very organized, very balanced in his life. He's in charge, he's in control of his life. He did not allow the circumstances to distract him. He did not allow the people and the demands of the people and the guilt messages to distract him. He was able to set clear boundaries in his life. And that's why ما خلاش the business of life and the distraction of life to choke him. لكن احنا احيانا كتير we don't know how to set clear boundaries. We don't know how to have a balanced life. وعلشان كده we are drowning in these distractions of life. But another verse يقول however the report went around concerning him all the more. الأخبار ابتدت تكتشف يسوع، يسوع بيوعظ حلو وبيعمل معجزات وبيأكل الناس 5 خبزات أكل 5000 واحد. فعشان كده great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. طب هو عمل إيه بقى؟ So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Again, he was very careful not to yield to the pressure. ده مش معناه ان هو he doesn't have a merciful heart. Definitely not. احنا نقرا he had compassion deep several times in the Bible. But اللي انا كل الايات اللي جبتها لكم عشان ابين لكم the importance of having a balanced life. Not to be distracted even through your service, even through your ministry. Not to be distracted. يعني even هنا ما ربنا لما الناس يقولوا ربنا احنا جايين نسمع كلمتك. They kept them to hear. يسمع كلمته. يعني ممكن الواحد يحس جلت كده. ده ناس جاية تسمع كلمة وعظ وكلمة تعليم. ربنا ينسحب منهم.
In order to keep a balanced life. In order to keep a balanced life.
So, the principle of balancing the need to meet today's demand with the need to invest in the capabilities that will produce tomorrow's success is unavoidable. يعني انت you need to keep balance between today's demand and also how to invest in your capabilities and in your talents in order to keep the success of tomorrow. وبالطريقة دي you will not have cares or worries that choke the person if you learn how to keep a balanced life, how to balance. The same, this principle of a balanced life is true for your service, your health, your marriage, your family, your relationship, and your community. فاحنا اتكلمنا على اول حاجة الـ outcome بتاعت الـ society اللي هي abundance of sin. تاني حاجة distraction. تالت حاجة نتكلم عليها اللي هي suffering. هتقوليك لما suffering ده من أيام الخليقة. How suffering is related to our time. Yes, suffering is from the Adam and Eve time. But what is new is the attitude towards suffering. How to deal with the suffering. When I will explain to you how the society now emphasizes non-biblical attitude towards suffering. The life is not a question of whether we suffer or not, but how we deal with sufferings. There's biblical way and there's non-biblical way. I think the attitude of our society right now is, whenever you find a problem, you will usually find the finger pointing of blame. Adam and Eve. Actually, the blame exists from the time of Adam and Eve. Like now, it increased in our time. Nobody wants to take responsibility for my problem. But usually, I'll try to find a person to hang my problem on him. شوف مثلا. Society is addicted to claim the victim. I think we have many examples. If only my boss wasn't such a controlling person. If only I lived in a better place. If only I hadn't inherited such a temper from my dad. If only my kids were not so rebellious. If only my wife was more understanding. If only our church was evangelistic. If only God did not allow this to happen to me. If only. What? That is sound. It's blaming. I'm not taking responsibility of my problem. Actually, I'm blaming. Even I'm blaming on God. Now, I blame God, I blame the church, I blame my family, I blame my spouse, I blame my friends, I blame my boss. Everybody is blamed but me. That is the attitude of our society right now. It teaches us how to deal with suffering. Don't take responsibility of it, but blame it on others. Blaming everyone and everything, including God, for our problems and suffering,
may be the norm and may provide temporary relief from pain. Now I'm not responsible. It's not my fault. But you can have him get a temporary deceive and relief from my pain. ولكن when I'm not in charge of my problem, I am chained to this problem. عشان كده لما يكون في مشكلة في حياتك don't ask yourself ما هو لو التاني عمل كذا مشكلة في الحال here you are giving all your power to the other but think what can I do to solve this problem even if it's not your fault even if it's not your mistake but by thinking what can I do actually you are putting all the power in your hand you are not under the mercy of the other ما هو لو الآخر عمل كذا أنا هرتاح طب ولو ما عملش كده بمعنى I am chained to this problem like if I'm in charge of the problem I'm taking responsibility then I will solve it وما بقاش تحت رحمة الآخرين برضو your mentality if it is not my mistake I shouldn't take responsibility ما كتير ولا ما دي مش غلطتي يعني مثلا ما حدش يشتكي ونقول له طيب انت الحل في ايدك قال له بس انا مش غلطت طب صح انت مش غلطت لكن الحل في ايدك يعني زي واحد مثلا خبط واحد في الشارع فوقع على الارض مش غلطت انه وقع على الارض لكن يقول لك لازم ده زي ما خبطني يقومني طب خليك قاعد اقفل ما قومكش don't you want to take يعني charge of your suffering مش لازم تكون غلطتك عشان انت بتصلحها لكن if somebody hurt me I have to take responsibility and solve my problem it's my problem it's me who suffer blaming on others it will never help you but it will chain you to the very problem that you are complaining of skira the holy scripture teaches us to be humble enough to accept and take responsibility for our circumstances and to be courageous enough to take whatever initiative is necessary to creatively work our way through or around these sufferings. Yeah, you need to be humble enough to take responsibility for your suffering and also to be courageous enough through the grace of God to take the initiative to do whatever it takes to go through or around stuff.
Usually, لما بقعد مع الناس مثلا in counseling, في ثلاث كلمات بسمعها. أول كلمة مثلا يقول لي I will try. لما أقول لي I will try, عارف مش أنا. He is not responsible. ثاني كلمة أسمعها يقول لي I'll do my best. أعرف إن هو he will try but he will not solve لكن الكلمة الثالثة لما يقول لي I will do whatever it takes أعرف إن هو through the grace of God he will solve he will try his best فدايما نشوف what's your attitude I'll try ولا I'll do my best ولا I'll do whatever it takes I'll do whatever it takes شوفوا باقي اللي عاملين ايه In James chapter 1, verse 24 and verse 12. You all, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. The first thing about what? Taking responsibility, being humble enough to take responsibility, and being courageous enough to take the initiative to solve the problems, not blaming on others. Again, what is the fruit of blame? The fruit of blame is hopelessness. عشان كده بقول لك the children of blame. Cynicism هي التشاؤم. And hopelessness. يعني ولاد اللي بنتلوم الاخرين blame has two children. التشاؤم وفقدان الرجاء او فقدان الامل. When we yield to bleeding that we are victims of our circumstances, I'm the victim of my loss, I'm the victim of my family, I'm the victim of my parents. When we believe that we are victims of our circumstances and yield to the dilemma of determinism, like the Messiah, determinism, everything is predestined and predetermined. So I have no choice. Actually, Anna Bamley. Anna, I'm losing hope, I'm losing pride, I'm going to sit again to resignation and stagnation. And again, I'm giving all my power, to the circumstances. I'm not even sure. If the circumstances change it, I will be happy. No, you will never be happy. You have to be in charge of your happiness and your joy. عشان كده unfortunately we see in our life many bright and talented people feel this way and suffer the broad range of discouragement and depression that follows because they have this mindset. I am victim of the circumstances. They don't want to take responsibility for their life. Lakin, if they start to take responsibility of their life will be changed. شوف الفرق بين the biblical response and the survival response of the society. هاي الفرق بين الاثنين. عشان to survive the society بتعلمك تقول لك ايه؟ It is a pessimistic response. تقول لك just lower your expectation of life to the point that you are not disappointed by anyone or anything. That is how the society deal with suffering. Lower your expectation. And now Bible يقول لك إيه؟ شوف the biblical principle of growth and hope. Please read the Rasul يقول in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 9 to 10. He will, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. He didn't heal. He took responsibility. He took responsibility of his life.
Shkeda, in Philippians chapter 4, Buddha Rasul, he will say, it's training, taking a charge in your life. يقول آيات جميلة
يقول لك In all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I know how to be abased and I know how to be abound. إن أنا ما عملش نفسه victim للـ circumstances. لكن يروح يقول إيه؟ I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. فـ يقول في كل الأشياء وفي جميع الأشياء قد تدربت نفسي إن أنا ما بقاش ضحية للـ circumstances. In all things I learn how to be abased and how to be full and how to be hungry and how to be in need. عشان كده I can do all things in Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Then the cry of victory of the children of God. رابع حاجة rituality and spirituality. They are برضو the fruit of our society. إيه بصدق rituality and spirituality؟ طبعا with all distractions suffering and blame and the abundance of sin, our spirituality has gone and we recline
spirituality instead of spirituality. طبعا مع كل distractions دي زي ما قلت ان احنا we spread sin.
So in the spiritual realm, how we spread sin, we become just ritualistic, not spiritual. To focus on the ritual, not to focus on the spiritual.
Rituality is the hypocritical worship that focuses only on the ritual, neglecting completely the spirituality of worship. دي العبادة الفريسية أو العبادة الشكلية أو العبادة المظهرية. Rituality without spirituality is idolatry. تعتبر عبادة الأوثان. Rituality without spirituality is idolatry. أوريكو how we focus على the rituals not spiritual. أنت المفروض خدام. خادم بيسأل ابنه بيفتخر ابنه فيسأله ايه؟ اسمع بقى كل الأسئلة اللي ممكن يسأل. That's a typical visitation. He's a woman over the phone or a house. يروح يقول له ايه؟ Why didn't you attend Sunday school last week? Did you attend the liturgy? Did you take communion? When was the last time you confessed? Did you read the Bible? The great fast will start soon. I want you to fast. هنا كل الفوكس على ايه؟ على the rituals. وبعد كده يجي الولد يجي الاجتماع الخميس اللي بعديه ولا الجمعه اللي بعديه في الكنيسه. قاعد سرحان بس هو موجود كده في الكنيسه. وبعد كده تاني يوم مع الخادم قال له تعترف، راح قابل ابونا وقال لابونا كده كلمتين وابونا اراد التحليل. وجه يوم الاحد وقف في الطابور بتاع التناول. He is completely disconnected from God, but just standing there. And as long as the communion, he stand in the line and took communion. الخادم مبسوط. ابنه is saved. اعترف وحضر اجتماع الشباب وتناول وقصة على كده. But where is the real relationship with Christ? There is no. في قصة تفسر فيها أو الكتاب المقدس. One time the Lord Jesus Christ was surrounded with huge multitude. Many people. بعد كده فجأة كده سيدنا المسيح. He looked around and said, Who touched me? فبيتر يعني هو تاتش بيه ده ابنه حواليك رب من كل حته زي تاتش يو هاو يو سي هو تاتش يو ربنا قال له there is a power came out from me there is somebody who touched me differently and was able to receive a transforming power from me to heal him to change him that you see ربنا كده ايه في السنين she was bleeding for 14 years or 12 years and she said if I touch it, the hem of his garment I will be healed ربنا قال لها your faith is saved go in peace actually after every liturgy after every meeting like this the Lord asked the same question who touched you? No, the Lord, who touched you? ده الكنيسة كانت مليانة على الأخرة. طابور التناول قد كده، ده أبونا قاعد يناول ساعتين ونص. تقول هو تاتش بمين؟ ده ناس كتيرة تناول. يقول لك إيه؟ ناس كتيرة تناولوا. But only very few were able to receive a transforming power from me to be healed from their sins, to be healed from their infirmities, to be healed from their iniquities, to change their life. I am seeking such worshipers. I'm seeking such worshipers. فإحنا مش عايزين نبقى فرحانين بس بالأعداد والوقفة لازم نخش إلى عمق علشان يكون لنا حياة حقيقية مع ربنا. التايم بتاعنا ده اللي هو فاست تشينجينج ده أثر على عبادتنا. خلاص أنا عايز أركب المقدس أقراها بسرعة قصة على كده.
مش كده؟ قال لهم مثلا
there are three ways to read the Bible. One way to read it with your eye. That's very ritualistic. يعني ايه to read it with your eye؟ أنا النهاردة هقرأ الصحف 20 من أرميا، قريته خلصته قفلت البايبل. After 5 minutes, what did you read? I forgot. لأن خلاص قرأ. كتير لما أفتقد يوم الحد أسأل العيال اللي في البيت، what was the lesson today in Sunday school? I forgot. It didn't last معهم even one day. In few hours, it is gone. The second way of reading the Bible, that's very ritualistic first way. Second way, in order to read the Bible, understand it. So it goes from here to here. Understand the Bible, memorize it. I can be a scholar in the Bible. I can hold argument and discussion with the Bible. But the Bible just ended here. The knowledge, the information. أقرأ لك 20 آية بس كلمني دخلني كده واحد بروتستانتي ولا كاثوليك وأنا هعرف بس يعني أفهمهولك لكن did it change my life؟ no. هتفيدني ليه؟ طب ما هو الناموسيين كانوا كده الناموسيين يعني they were very expert in the law of God والسكايب and Pharisees they were very well versed in the law of God but the word of God stopped but being a ritualist لكن a third person read the Bible with his eye, understand it with his mind, and keep the word in his heart. And the word will transform his life, will change his life. That's the spiritual way of reading the Bible. So, rituality will not help you. Rituality is idolatry. Without spirituality, it cannot help you. Compare, مثلاً, this attitude of this Sunday school sermon now the teaching of the Lord about fasting, prayer, and charitable deeds in the Sermon on the Mount and the Ara al-Habi Hasan Rabbeinu when he taught them about prayer, fasting, and charity he's focusing on what? On the relationship صدر لأبيك الذي في الخطاء how he developed a relationship he did not focus on the rituals Yes, rituals are very important, but rituals are not the goal. Rituals are the means to reach our goal. فعشكرا دائما ربنا ركز عليك أبيك الذي في الخفاء. Where is your relationship with your Heavenly Father? Even when we do visitation, there is no quality time. We need to finish it because I am busy. عشان مثلا واحد إيه حد عايز يقعد معاك ياخد مثلا نصيحة منك فأنت طول القعدة you are distracted زي تخلص منه بسرعة وعلشان ايه تشوف الحاجات اللي ورا او الفيزيتيشن مثلا قالوا لك لازم تفتقد و انا لازم افتقد ازاي بقى اخلص بسرعة علشان ايه علشان ارجع تاني في ماي بيزي بقى there is no quality there is no depth there is no depth we are just very superficial كتير مثلا من الخدام دلوقتي الكوريكولم من ذا ويب سايت والدرس متحرك But Sunday morning, just get on the internet to read the lesson and go just to say it in after a few hours. And that's it. Do you think this would be effective? No. لو ما تقعدش تقرا وتدرس وتجيب اقوال الاباء وتفهم وتعد نفسك الكريكولم المحطوط ده مجرد جايد لاينز. It's not the lesson, it's just guide lines. Just like brainstorming. لكن if you don't do the effort, Again, our focus was the rituals, not the spiritual. علشان كده, unfortunately, our youth and our children are so disconnected from God in their lives. So disconnected. Of course, it means that كده, في العالم ده, وين ده? They are not مع الله. Where is the relationship with God? Where is the relationship with the ones we serve? I'm afraid that with our busy life, and with the distractions, and with the blame, with the abundance of sin, we have no relationship with Christ, and also we don't have any relationship with the ones we serve. Rituals are not the goals. They are the means to our goal, Lord Abraham.
rituals only will lead to a church full of leaves and with no fruits. زي شجرة التين اللي بالعقل مثلا. مليانة ولا لكن مفيش ثمر. مش كده العقل مثلا. So if we focus only on the rituals, this will lead to church full of leaves. The Lord rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees and cursed the fig tree for this reason. In conclusion, the traits of the present era has impacted our daily life through abundance of sin, distractions, sufferings, and blame, rituality only by of worship. Without returning to God, Scripture, Holy Fathers of the Church, it's impossible to cope with society and
you will be to that
for the world. Yeah, I'm going to go. This again, when I the church will become full with unrepentant servants. هل بينكم في فرق بين unrepentant servants or sinners? When I say sinners, all of us are sinners. لكن sinners are divided into two groups. People who struggle in order to repent and to live with Christ, don't assume repenting. Repenting people doesn't mean in whom they are sinners. But repentant people doesn't mean they are sinners. All of us are sinners. Like they are taking their spiritual life seriously. Like when I spoke about the unrepentant deacons or the servants, I was talking about those who choose not to repent. They don't want to repent. They want to keep the beloved sin. That's why I put the beloved sin. And in the same time, they want to serve the Lord. Regarding unrepentant who would like to be involved in service, especially to be a Sunday school servant, hoping that being involved in such kind of service will bring them back to church. What's your opinion on how to deal with this situation? If the person wants to repent, but he is lacking the support. He does not have. So if I been, I don't want, where I cannot. So he wants to repent, but he cannot. Maybe when he is surrounded by godly people, this will encourage him to repent. Like I'm speaking about those who are not trying at all to repent. They want to repent, they want to serve while killing their girlfriend. They want to serve while drinking alcohol. They want to serve while going to nightclubs. No, it doesn't work. Lord, how can we get rid of distractions in practical steps? You need first to set your priorities. And what are my priorities? وبعدين to divide your time and some time management on your priorities. We don't let others to control you. Don't let circumstances to determine your way of life. You have to be in charge and in control of your life. But that basically it. In enter, to be in control of your life, to know how to do time management, and also to set clearly your priorities.
The topic of this morning
أنا بيوكراسي versus democracy. Democracy is the government by the majority. يعني إيه؟ لو الماجوريتي قالت same sex marriage is right, then it is right. That's democracy. Theocracy, if God says same sex marriage is wrong, then it is wrong even if the majority says it's right. So theocracy means the government of God. يعني God is the ultimate authority. God is the one who makes the rule. God is the truth, not the opinion of the majority. طيب انا هخلي بيت الاسئله معايا وبعد كده نجاوبهم، بس عشان دلوقتي الساعه 5:15
لغايه 5:30. انا
في واحد بيسال على حينما تكسر الخطيه تكسر النعمه ايضا، كيف تكسر النعمة في عصرنا هذا؟ كلمة حينما تكسر الخطية تكسر النعمة معناه، يعني أديك مثلا مثال أشرحها لك وهنا، يعني لو أنت عندك زرعة صغيرة علشان تطلعها ممكن بصبعين تقدر تشدها بإيدك وتطلعها، لو قليت البوش عشان تطلعها ممكن محتاجة مثلا 15 واحد كده يبتدوا يعني يحفروا حواليها ويخلقوها لبيت الأعمال. لكن if it's a huge tree it needs something more than this in order to remove it. ف when sin abandon لما الخطية تزيد it means تكسر النعمة معناها it needs a lot of grace to remove and it changes. طبعا the grace of God is available. It's free gift for God. But we have to go and search for it. فتكسر الخطية تزداد النعمة، يعني معناها لازم النعمة تزيد علشان تقدر تقترع الخطية دي من جزرها. لكن النعمة موجودة معانا، ربنا موجود معانا. موجود معانا كل يوم على الماس، بس احنا اللي احيانا بنبقى بعاد عن النعمة دي وبنرفضها علشان كده وبنعيش في الخطية فقط. ده معنى لما تستاذ الخطية تستاذ النعمة. بقول لك in a world increasingly tolerant we often preach and teach that God is loving and tolerant. Is it right to also teach that God has a limit to how much sin he tolerates before he gets angry with us? Actually, God cannot tolerate sin. يعني هنا تقول is it right to teach that God has a limit how much tolerates sin? God does not tolerate sin. Period. God tolerates sinners. ده مش عارفها صحيح. There is big difference between God tolerates sin and God tolerates sinners. فده معناه ايه؟ ان انت you need to teach yes God loving and he is merciful and tolerant of the sinners when they seek repentance. لكن if they decided to choose sin for life then God will not tolerate their sins. Because God does not tolerate sin at all. واحد بيقول تذكرت بعض الأمثلة زي المطبخ وإعداد الطعام أثناء القداسات ورائحة الطعام بتصعد الكنيسة بدل البخور. Any suggestions? السجيشن طبعا ان المطبخ يبقى مقفول وقت القداس، ده وقت الصلاة مش وقت الطبيخ. This morning you told us that we
can judge the sin, but not the people. How about other denominations? Should we judge the wrong non-apostolic teaching openly? Definitely, definitely. لازم نجدش الفالس تيتشينج. Again, we are not judging the people, but the false teaching. How can we tolerate false teaching? الناس مثلا ان هم بيعلموا and you can be saved without baptism or you can be saved without communion. Yes, we need to expose this false teaching into the life of Christ. Again, to be tolerant and to be politically correct and not speak about the things that are sinful. It's not that. What do you, how do we prioritize different services? Example, Bible study at church, Bible study at school, attending which of the services? Friday meeting, at hand, Sunday school teaching, servants meeting. In that one, you need to see what is your gift and what's your call. Yeah, if you are Muslim, a servant, then attending the servant meeting is a must for you. Then that's number one priority for you. Number two, you need to decide what are things that are beneficial for you. As a parent here, Bible study here and Bible study there. Which Bible study enter you benefit more and you grow more? Yeah. Number one, it's based on your stewardship, your service, your call, your talents, your gifts that God entrusted you with. And number two, what edifies you? What is pertaining to your spiritual growth? واحد بيقول if after practicing my needs ولا prioritizing my needs to try to have control of my life I still don't have time to have a balanced life because of a demanding job. What should I do? السؤال هو هنا مكتوب غلط. ليه مكتوب غلط؟ اللي بيسأل بيقول I still don't have time to have a balanced life. هو عايز الأول يبقى عنده وقت علشان يبقى عنده توازن. مش هتحصل كده. انت first you need to have balanced life in order to have time. يعني شوف هنا المايند سيت ان انا even I don't have time to have a balanced life. I am busy to have a balanced life. That's a very strange mindset. The mindset should be, you know, I have to have a balanced life in order to have time. حتى بقى demanding job. ما هنا الجوب مفروض ان هو محكوم بجوب description. فيتهيألي حتى full time is 40 hours per week. بعد كده انت maybe you need to compromise some overtime or مثلا a second job or whatever in order to have a balanced life. بلاش ال pleasures بلاش ال riches of the world. بلاش I need a nice car, a nice big house, I need cars, I need cars, I need cars. Maybe it's better to live in a lower level but with a balanced life rather than a higher level. كان هنا ناحية المادية يعني بلك with no balanced life you will have a mansion but you don't have time to stay in this mansion. What's the purpose of why does our church seem to be always on the defensive side? We always have to defend ourselves against the society and the new moral values or the world. Why can't we be on the offensive side? The Coptic Orthodox Church is so vivid within its own boundaries, but is not as alive in front of the world. If we care so much about all of the troubling issues of the world, why aren't we making our voices heard louder? Is it a cultural thing or a religious one? طبعاً أنا أجري مع الإنسان اللي كتب السؤال ده but يعني in my own personal understanding I think it's cultural. إحنا we grow مثلاً in Egypt, we shouldn't speak about religion, we shouldn't speak about how to evangelize or how to witness in the world. Then evangelism is prohibited in Egypt. You cannot evangelize in Egypt, you cannot preach in Egypt, you cannot make your voice louder in Egypt. So we came here with the same attitude, with the same complex, if I may say it. لكن فعلا احنا ربنا قال اذهبوا واكرزوا. فعلا الكنيسة مفروض تخرج للعالم. ما نبقاش يعني within our boundaries and we are defending against society. We need to go preach, make the truth of God is clear before everyone. زي ما ربنا قال and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria and to the end of the earth.
Sorry, I just want to follow up on questions. Because lately I've been listening to radio from around the world, but Australia, but all these countries, and the faith that I listen to the most is the Muslim religion. I hear it every day about Islam and so on, and talk about religion, and people are curious about it. And unfortunately, we don't seem to promote the Coptic culture. I mean, the Coptic faith. And some people ask me, like, what's the Coptic Orthodox? And yeah, I mean, what is Coptic Orthodox? What is it? Is it like how close is it to Catholic and so on? And I'm sorry, but it's sad.
Yeah, that's right. We don't. My name is Nikis. What is Orthodox? Are you Jewish? No. You're like. So are you like the Catholic Muslim? تقول لي يس. طبعا لو وقعت في ناس ما بيحبوش الكنيسه الكاثوليكيه يبقى خلاص they dropped you completely. وبعدين مثلا لو انت عايز تقول له نو ار نوز لايك ذا كاثوليك يقول لك امال انت ايه؟ تقول له دي نو ذا جريك اورثودوكس. دلوقتي يس اي نو ذا احنا وات لايك ذا جريك اورثودوكس. واحد بيقول if I am constantly falling in cycles of lows and highs in my service and spiritual life, does this mean I'm not serious about my repentance and God? Not necessarily. الأول examine yourself to see if you are serious or not. Or maybe you are fighting in the wrong way, not in the right way. عشان كده بولس الرسول بيقول I have fought the good fight, جهاد الحسن. ف if a person is fighting in the wrong way, he will keep fighting against sin, ويبقى up and down, because he doesn't know the right way to fight. Consult with your spiritual father about how you fight against sin and listen to his spiritual advice and follow it. Support yourself with a godly group to support you. Surround yourself with a godly group to support you in your spiritual warfare and help you be victory. واحد بيقول ايه رأيك قرارات نفتك بين المطبخ في الكنيسة والمطبخ في الدير؟ كلاهما على حد علمي يوجد راهب أو خادم يعمل وقت الصلاة. لا انا كنت راهب في الدين وما عندناش كان حد بيشتغل في المطبخ وقت الصلاه. انا اكشلي كنت ماسك ايام ما كنت اخ ماسك المجمع بتاع سيدنا سيدنا بلوفيس الريسيدير كان وقت الصرادير موجودين في الكنيسه ما نبقاش موجودين يعني انا كنت مسؤول ان انا اجهز الاكل سيدنا وضيوف سيدنا والناس اللي نازلين في قصر الضيافه وكنا وقت الصلاه بنصلي مين قال لك ان وقت الصلاه المطلوب واحد بيسأل على الآية بتاع جيريمايا اللي هي بتاع جيريمايا 7:16 Do not pray for these people nor lift up a cry for them or pray for them nor make intercession for I will not hear you. Can you explain more this verse? Does it apply to our lifestyle, lives these days? If we compare them to the people of Nineveh, they repented, they went back to sin. طبعا هو لما ربنا بيقول له do not pray for these people, he again, he's speaking about people who choose not to repent. زي مثلا الكنيسه تقول لك احنا we don't pray for those who died in their sins, مثلا who committed suicide. We don't pray, we don't offer intercession for them because they died in their sins. In the same way, لو واحد جه قال لك مثلا صلي لي وهو مش عايز يتوب وهو مصمم انه يعيش في الخطيه ده هتصلي لي تقول له ايه؟ فاكر مره واقف على المسبح ففي ورق فانا بصلي الورق يعني بشوف الورق وبطل الطب فلقيت ورقه موجوده على المسبح القصه دي حقيقيه مش نقطه يعني لقيت ورقه مكتوب على المسبح كده God please let my parents accept ان انا to have a boyfriend راحت بتصلي عايزه باباها يعني ربنا يخلي باباها ومامتها يوافقوا ان يبقى عندها بوي فريند. ذاتس هيت بريم. تفتكر يعني هقف اصلي ولا رب خلي باباها فهنا لو ربنا قال له ما تصليش من اجلهم ان هم كانوا غير تائبين ورافضين التوبه بس ان هم كانوا غير تائبين ورافضين التوبه انا هخلي كده الاسئله معايا ونجيب وقت تاني عشان الساعه 5:30 قبل ما نقول الاذان الرسمي من ثاني موضوع فاول الانتصار عن دبول السبيريت اوف باد نيم فاينل رول هي رسم الفري تانكلي اور فاذر هو انت ان هيفن هالو بي باي نيم يور كينجدوم كام باي ويل بي دان on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus our Lord, who is the King of the power and the glory. May all of God the Father, the Christ His only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the communion gift of the Holy Spirit, use you all of God, peace, and peace of the Lord, use you.